It's time for our Travel Michigan update, brought to you by Greg Bruder, financial advisor with Edward Jones and Coldwater. And
Candyman.
Well, Sammy Davis Jr. might be the candy man. The Chocolate Lady joins us on the line today to talk about the upcoming Traverse City Chocolate Festival. Barbara Disbro on the line with us this morning. So how did you get the idea to make Traverse City kind of the chocolate capital of Michigan, Barbara?
Hi, Ken. A nice musical segue.
Thank you.
Well, I didn't make it the capital. It just is, because there's always been so much candy, so much fudge up here. So a number of years ago, I thought that someone ought to write a book about it, so I did. And that just branched out to people calling me the chocolate lady on the street, so I figured I just had to step up. And so we have a chocolate festival now.
All right. And that's coming up at the end of April, so folks can plan ahead for this to get there. So what do you do in Traverse City for this chocolate festival?
Well, we have it in the beautiful historic City Opera House on downtown on Front Street. And I fill the place with chocolate. You literally can smell it down the sidewalk while you're waiting. So we have live music. Kat Eldridge and Tim Burke are going to have music for us. We have door prizes. We have many lectures and talks. We have demonstrations. And then we have a lot of chocolate. And so people walk around. They talk to all the chocolatiers. They get samples everywhere. And they have the opportunity to buy some products to take home if they'd like.
Well, for those of who've never made chocolate before, from what I understand, though, there's a special art to it, right?
Well, chocolate is a finicky product. It's interesting because I talked to one of our chefs here, and he just said he doesn't even want to fiddle with chocolate. I found out he's an excellent chocolatier. But it is a very individual product in the way that it cooks. You have to monitor the temperature. It has to be tempered while it's cooling. It has to be stored properly. And then, of course, it's only as good as what you start with. So chocolate's an interesting product to cook with, yeah?
So what are some of the lectures going to be about then?
You know, they haven't committed to all their topics yet, but I can tell you what some of the interesting ones were from last year.
Yeah.
Patricia's Chocolate out of Grand Haven talked about having discovered, not she personally, but they discovered a few chocolate trees of one genus that they thought were extinct. And they're making this extremely limited amount of very fine chocolate. And she talked about what makes this chocolate different and the where chocolate comes from, how it grows, et cetera. And she will be back this year. Guillaume from Bistro Fufu in Traverse City is going to talk about growing up on a chocolate plantation in the Caribbean. So that'll be really fun. He's the one who told me that he's a wonderful chocolatier, but he chooses not to have it as a mainstay on his menu. So, and the woman who's doing the demonstration, her name is Tess, and she is decorating a cake for us to watch, but she has also carved a piece of living room furniture, a small size, out of a chocolate fudge block, and she has created a Cinderella pumpkin coach out of white and pink chocolate. And these two things will be on display, and they'll be on a silent auction. It's part of the fundraiser. The purpose of this, other than to eat chocolate, is that it's a fundraiser for the Northwest Food Coalition, which helps about 60 kitchens in this area.
Wonderful stuff. Well, it's a great tie in food, you know, and chocolate for many folks. They consider that one of the major food groups. So,
well, it is a major food group for lots of us, and then for those of us who have less money, peanut butter might be the major food group. So I love this crossover that we're able to help out on that level.
All right. So how can folks get more information, and what do they do as far as getting tickets to the Chocolate Festival?
They can call the City Opera House or go online in Traverse City. They can Google Traverse City Chocolate Festival. They could go to the website, the tcchocolatefestival.com. They could go to Facebook and look up Traverse City Chocolate Festival. Or in Traverse City, you can Google Chocolate Barbara, and it comes up.
All right. And again, that's all coming up on April 27th at the Opera House right downtown Traverse City, the annual Traverse City Chocolate Festival, as we chat with the chocolate lady, Barbara Disbro. Now, is there a favorite type of chocolate for you?
Well, I prefer darks. You know, I'm my palate has moved over away from milk, so I definitely prefer dark. But, you know, in every chocolate store, in any chocolate city place I go to, I always find something that's great to eat. So, you know, I would never limit myself to saying, oh, I can only eat this one, which is great because that keeps the world of chocolate open for me.
There you go.
Yeah, tickets are $15 for adults, and they're $8 for children, and they get to taste something from everything there.
Okay, wonderful stuff. Well, good luck with the festival. I think we're going to be giving away some tickets to that, too, here. So, Barbara, good luck with the Traverse City Chocolate Festival on April 27th, and thanks for joining us today. I can almost smell the chocolate from here.
Really? Well, I welcome everybody from Coldwater, and please look for me and say hi when you come to the festival.
Will do. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Barbara Disbrow, the Chocolate Lady, Traverse City Chocolate Festival, April 27th in Traverse City on this edition of our Travel Michigan Update.